coming up.
How do you say that?
It's so exciting.
Do you describe yourself as rock chick?
I've got a thick skin, so.
I've had to develop a thicker one than Sam, obviously.
And that is the push-pull with documentary.
I'm never normally this prepared.
Do you simply support the pictures?
Do you think it's completely schmaltzy?
That's the trap, I think, with this one.
If you start off sounding a little bit commercial, you may or may not be able to get out of that.
I think we could push more conversational.
If I'm being honest, I'm quite pleased with that read.
That's such an image that I didn't need or want.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello and welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. Over there's my co-host, Samantha Boffin.
Hello, and this is my co-host, Mark Rice.
Hello. Well, this is the podcast that celebrates voice acting and reminds us that there isn't just one way to read a script. There are, in fact, lots of different ways.
Yes, and we do that by inviting a special guest onto the show every week, and we bring a script and they bring a script, and we all get to give them both a read.
And, of course, Sam, we get to play true or false. So here's mine. When I go away on holiday, and holiday is coming soon, I always like to fully pack my case at least 4 or 5 days before I leave. That way I know I've got everything. True or false?
Oh, my God. I'm calling true on this because I think you're very, very organised.
You're so wrong. I'm a last minute packer.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's the only thing you do last
before.
Minute. That's amazing. Wow. Okay. Okay. Well, Mark, true or false? I have eaten at the Tavern on the Green, which is the Ghostbusters restaurant in Central Park where Rick Moranis was attacked by a demon dog.
I know
have
exactly
I, or
what
have
you
I
mean.
Not exactly.
Oh.
Have I eaten there or
oh,
not?
I really hope you have. I'm going to call true on that. That sounds like it would be a brilliant thing.
Yes, I have.
Amazing.
I have. And it was only a couple of years after Ghostbusters was released, so it was really top of mind in everybody's, just like that was
That's
the restaurant.
Fabulous.
to get
yes,
into.
But no demon dogs, I imagine.
No demon dogs. We did look out the window a lot.
Well, let's welcome our special guest to the show. It's voice actor Marissa Dubois. Hello, Marissa.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. So excited to be here.
Well, Sam, let's find out a little bit more about Marissa, shall we?
Absolutely. Marissa is a voice actor, a singer and a singing coach, best known for bringing characters and stories to life with warmth and energy. She is currently the singing narrator for Lego Duplo Season 3
nice.
And the voice of Lego Gaming News Now wow. as news anchor Piper Playwell and the mom in Little Angels.
Well, her voice has been featured in national commercials for brands like Zales and Ancestry.com, as well as thousands of projects worldwide across a variety of genres, including games, audiobooks, corporates, dubbing, e-learning, medical narration, and more. Specialising in singing and children's content, though, Marissa combines professional polish with playful charm in every performance. So, Marissa, what's your fun fact for us today?
So, fun fact, I was in a rock band for many, many years. Went on the Vans Warped Tour once upon a time, and I was opening up daily for Katy Perry. So that was a lot of fun.
Wow. Oh, my word.
My go-to, fun fact, but got to eat lunch with her every day, see her set, just saw people, come. And the life that she brought, the energy to her sets was so fun and cool to see every day. I learned so much watching her. It was a blast.
And you were the singer. Were you the lead singer?
I was the lead singer. Yep.
You were the lead singer. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
So do you describe yourself as rock chick then?
Definitely. Back in the day, I was rock chick. I've kind of lost a little bit of the rock edge, but we keep it alive here. We keep it interesting.
Well, as you were supporting Katy Perry, let's have a firework of a show, shall we? And ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
So this is a script I did very, very recently.
Oh.
And it's a documentary.
Okay, I did wonder, because it could have been a whole bunch of different things. It seems quite serious. It seems quite, dramatic.
Yes, it is very dramatic. I had to get my cross voice out for this one. I lovingly call it my cross voice.
Now that's interesting. How would you determine your cross voice?
Well, I do quite a lot of newsy things, and this is definitely a news documentary about a dictator.
And that is the ruler unravelling, in theory.
That is the ruler unravelling. Yeah. So this was a documentary all about him. So they were very clear. They didn't want warmth or empathy.
Right.
They didn't. They wanted hard facts and drama and tension.
Okay.
And I did choose it in direct contrast to yours.
I figured, which is a great choice because it's like, oh, we've got the love into this like hard, the hard facts, the coldness. And it's very relevant to today, as we know.
It is absolutely. And do you know, I found it surprisingly difficult to do, I must admit, in terms of being able to knock out any kind of warmth or empathy and have to go in so hard.
Is it quite quick too because it's hard?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
No, I mean, it did vary in pace throughout.
Sure. And is there up sound?
There is up sound between these two pieces, actually.
Right. Okay.
But they are linked. So, but there was up sound all the way through that I just had to work around. Yeah.
Okay. Hard, no emotion. I'll give it a try. Let's see what comes out. The knock could come at any hour. No explanation, no warning, just a quiet summons. Questions came quickly. So did threats. These weren't arrests. They were warnings. Proof that they were watching, and that if they chose, you could vanish. The streets ran with fear. Voices were met with bullets. And then he appeared. Not in a war room, but in the rain. It was the image of a ruler unraveling.
Nice. What did you think, Marissa?
Very nice. Yeah, no, I think you captured the hard facts. I didn't hear a lot of emotion coming through.
I tried to keep it down.
Kept it down, kept it real, kept the pace pretty even. And I guess that would be the one thing we could play with is seeing where the pace could be a little looser.
I agree. And I thought when I got to the end of the first paragraph, I thought, oh, that's all been very much the same pace. So I tried in the second paragraph just to vary that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really nice.
And also landing the information, I think there are areas where perhaps you could make more of, you know, the individual words and really land the images, if you like.
Yes, I wasn't thinking of what kind of images there were, and I probably should have been, because I suspect that these weren't arrests, there were people being dragged off.
Yeah, obviously it's all sort of, there's pictures under all of this.
Yeah.
And that is the push-pull with documentary.
Of course.
Do you simply support the pictures,
or do you
add
or
to
you
the drama of it? But nice. I mean, I think you could have gone harder.
Okay, fair.
I think
fair.
You've got
harder.
A warm voice, actually. Interestingly, warm voice. So it's tough.
So cool it down a bit.
Maybe, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Marissa. Let's see what you're going to do with it, shall we?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. The knock could come at any hour. No explanation. No warning. Just a quiet summons. Questions came quickly. So did threats. These weren't arrests. They were warnings. Proof that they were watching. And that if they chose, you could vanish. The streets ran with fear. Voices were met with bullets. And then he appeared. Not in a war room, but in the rain. It was the image of a ruler unraveling.
Nice. Nice Very. Sense of drama, I felt, particularly in that second part. What did you think, Mark?
I almost thought it was a little understated, actually.
Ah.
I would have wondered if you might have gone harder with it. It was lovely, and I was following everything that you were doing.
Yeah.
And when you said, if they chose, you could vanish, you could really see that was what was going on the screen. And I wondered, I mean, I think it's interesting. We have followed the direction about taking the warmth out, I think, and making it more factual and more documentary, which you did beautifully there. I think maybe just a little harder is all I would have said.
Yeah, because of taking the warmth out of scripts, that is a challenge for me, because I tend to, I'm just emotional and I just like attach to everything. And like, you know, you feel something when you read this. Like
yes,
the first time I ran it, there were like tears in my eyes. I was like, this hurts. And like, you know, wow, this is heavy stuff. And so to just go with the hard facts,
That's a challenging direction. So good choice on us.
It's exactly how I felt, I must admit, because you want to, with a dog, because you've got quite a lot of time on it, you're sort of thinking, well, are we going to find the humanity behind, you know, this evil man? Are we going to find different facets?
They didn't want that at all. You know, they wanted this to fly in the face of that, if you like. I mean, there was elements of that, but not in my read necessarily.
How interesting.
So it was interesting.
Was this the beginning of the documentary?
No.
So the introduction?
Nowhere near the beginning. More towards the end, although, about two-thirds of the way through, maybe. Yeah.
I want to hear what you did with it, because, as you say, if you struggled with that as well, I think that's going to be fascinating to see what you actually did.
Yeah, okay. The knock could come at any hour. No explanation, no warning. Just a quiet summons. Questions came quickly, so did threats. These weren't arrests. They were warnings. Proof that they were watching. And that if they chose, you could vanish. The streets ran with fear. Voices were met with bullets. And then he appeared. Not in a war room, but in the rain. It was the image of a ruler unravelling.
I mean, I can quite see a documentary on a news channel. It feels exactly right. The tone is exactly set. But I see what you mean about being colder. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's very unusual to hear that from you, particularly, Sam, because your warmth in your standard reads that you bring us week on week is obviously there. But to take that out brings a real different dimension to it.
I have to really be cross. That's what I said when I said at the beginning, I had my cross read. And I have to take all smile, all of that out of it.
I'm not sure I got cross, but I understand what you mean. Yeah.
No, I don't think it comes across as cross. What
no,
I mean
it's
is that
internal
for me,
cross.
Internally, I have to think cross.
Yes.
I mean, it hit you, though. It hit me in a way that, no, I didn't get cross when you were reading it, but like, I could still see the images while you were going through everything in my brain so vividly, like through the way you were saying it. Even though, sure, the note was hard facts, you took me on this story with it, if that makes sense, with, I guess, the inflection and the motion and the movement. So
and I saw what you mean about the change in pace, because as soon as you got to the second line with just a quiet summons, you actually went a lot slower for that line before questions came quickly, and that worked nicely, I thought.
It's playing around with the pace within, because often we look at whole sections, don't we, and we address the pace in that section and then we move on to perhaps a different pace in the next section, but actually there is huge amounts that we can do by varying the pace, well, word to word almost, but
just one line.
You know,
just one part of a line.
Sentence.
Interesting. Interesting. Because that script could have been done, as we've always said, many different ways. If you read it and you didn't have the direction, it could have been very different indeed, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, when I was first reading this, I was thinking it was a very emotional piece, kind of a relevant today political piece where like they wanted to see the emotional pieces come out. And so when I was first reading it, so to hear that it was all hard facts, I was ooh, that's cool. Mm.
Well, it's worthwhile remembering that these are real scripts we're working on. We have changed some names and some details to avoid copyright issues. And remember, you can find both the scripts that we're using today in the show notes of the episode.
Play How Do You Say That?
So, this is a very different script, Marissa.
It is, Marissa.
We're going, very different. Yeah, we're turning around here.
We're turning around. So tell us a little bit about this script.
So yeah, this was one I worked on, it must have been a few months ago at this point. And it just has this image of love, right? It's like we're talking about our pets. We want to take care of them. We're going to connect you with the right vets that are going to help you take the best care of your pets because you love them. And it's all
so
the
So it's
ways,
going from no emotion to all
yes,
emotion.
Yes, to
then.
All the emotion. Okay. But here's the fine line. Like in the direction, the script reads a little, you know, it's very warm, very sincere.
Yeah.
But yet everyone wants that conversational read. So with the client, it was very much, where's that line where we're still telling you about the facts here? The science is what's important. We've got the real vets that are going to make a difference in these pets' lives.
So yeah, where do we find that balance between the sincerity, the conversational, but not making it so lovey-dovey that it's like, oh.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, I said to Sam this afternoon when I'd read it, I said to her, do you think it's completely schmaltzy? And just from what you've said, I don't think it is.
Mm-mm. That's the trap, I think, with this one.
Yeah, because it could be incredibly schmaltzy.
You're right. One could sort of just approach it and send it off and say, oh, is this what you wanted? And actually miss the mark.
Miss the step. Yes. Yeah.
It's interesting to find that fine line. Love isn't the goal. It's the reason. The way they wait by the door. The silence that makes words unnecessary. They deserve care that keeps pace. Support that shows up. Science that moves with them every step. At Pawsitive, we've always stood beside the vets who listen closer, the pet parents who notice sooner. Not because it's easy, but because it's love. Pawsitive, for a life well loved.
Booked it. Beautiful. No. it really is. No, this is a read that's made for you, Sam. I feel like it's just so so well suited for your voice. But definitely there was a little bit of the schmaltzy in there, if I was going to give you a redirection.
Well, do you know what? I'm going to be nice to Sam here because I thought you pulled right back on the schmaltz right until the bottom two lines. And then the schmaltz came out, but it felt right to come out at that point.
It did, right? I know.
When you're talking about love.
Yeah, you need a little schmaltz.
Want to end on a schmaltz, you know? I don't know. I mean, it was really sweet, actually, because I when I was doing it, I really was imagining those little moments where they wait by the door for and the vets and the, and I don't have any pets, I hasten to add at this point, but so I have to kind of work hard at these things for that. But it was a really sweet little and it didn't feel, I mean, I, you know, regardless of how one reads it, the actual individual lines didn't feel too schmaltzy.
No. Mm-mm. Did it feel conversational enough for you?
Well, I don't know.
I think we could push more conversational, for sure. It felt a little commercial.
Yeah. Certainly at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's for warming into it, really. On that note, I think we do this as a first read. There isn't a lot of practice. There isn't a lot of rehearsal time on any of this. These are first reads, and you would give something to a director, and a director might go, well, this bit was nice, that bit wasn't. Do this, do that, do the other. And I think we forget that sometimes.
We also have to remember that the truly conversational read is one of the trickiest things to bring off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so it is, isn't it? And so if you start off sounding a little bit commercial, you may or may not be able to get out of that.
True.
You know, and I think it's it is important that we can do that. Hmm. I would take that. I think it was a little, it did have a little bit of a commercial, less than conversational that I would have wanted.
Yeah. I'm wondering if I can get into that conversation. Let's see if I can get into it, shall we? Hey, it's fine. Love isn't the goal. It's the reason. The way they wait by the door. The silence that makes words unnecessary. They deserve care that keeps pace. Support that shows up. Science that moves with them every step. At Pawsitive, we've always stood beside the vets who listen closer. The pet parents who notice sooner. Not because it's easy, but because it's love. Pawsitive. For a life well loved.
Ooh.
Very nice. I think you started out, the first like few lines in the middle section were very conversational. Yeah. Like we were just friends chatting it up. And then, but the script, this is where the challenge is, because the script does sound commercial,
it does,
right?
It's like two-thirds of the way through.
Pawsitive, once you get to that section. So it's like, where do you find that balance? And I think you did. I think you found the balance well, where you brought in that little, there was that sparkle in your eye. Throughout the whole thing, which I loved, but you found a nice pace with it. This one was a little faster than Sam's read.
My reads are generally faster than
well
Sam's
with it.
But no, but I think what you're saying, Marissa, is that it should have been faster. My read would have been too slow. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. Absolutely. I think the faster pace worked, because if you hear kind of this music building and the scenes are building too, and the stakes are raising a little bit, that was what I heard with yours, Mark, and I think that
and I deliberately put more schmaltz in those final two lines. that was a very deliberate move as well.
Yes,
but I loved what you did. Actually, I was nervy at the start the editor wouldn't have been able to get in there on Love Isn't the Girl.
Oh, yes, you could. There was at least a half second gap.
Yes, but I wondered that if it would sound as though it would mid. That was what worried me. Would it sound mid-sentence?
Okay, whether it sounded mid-sentence. I thought it was important to have a run-in to be able to get the conversation on.
I loved that. I absolutely loved that. But mm-hmm. I might be wrong. I mean, and again, that would be definitely listening back to it to see if it was. But I really loved the lightness of touch that you had with that, because you don't always do that. But you can. The point is that you absolutely can. And you when asked for, you absolutely deliver on that. I thought it was lovely. And you're right, Marissa, it had a real pace to it that I am fully aware that I just did not nail at all.
If I'm being honest, I'm quite pleased with that read.
Yes. And so you should be.
You should be.
But I bet it's a million miles away from what Marissa actually did.
Well, let us see, Marissa.
Let's see, Marissa, shall we?
Love isn't the goal. It's the reason. The way they wait by the door. The silence that makes words unnecessary. They deserve care that keeps pace. Support that shows up. Science that moves with them every step. At Positive, we've always stood by the vets who listen closer. The pet parents who notice sooner. Not because it's easy, but because it's love. Positive. For a life well loved.
Aww, yeah, I see the mix in there. What I saw you do that neither Sam nor I did, you hit care, support, and science really very much. You were still in conversational mode, but you took those commercial words out and really made something of them.
Right. It's like I wanted to support the science behind it and the movement of the script, but still give it the conversational edge. So good. I'm glad that came across.
Yeah. Cool. Were you imagining a little dog in the corner?
Oh, absolutely. Like in a script like this, I see, you know, the puppy waiting by the door. I see like, the silent stares into their eyes. And it's like, oh, because I do have a couple dogs.
My puppy is waiting outside the booth door. She doesn't like it when I shut the door, but she's okay. She knows that we'll go for a walk after the recording.
My dog snores too loud, so I have to keep her inside when I'm recording. It's so sad. Because otherwise, she's just...
Let's go ahead for the wild card bit of the show, shall we? Just in case we get into trouble. Let's approach these scripts, but in a really, really different way, shall we?
Absolutely. Let's do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo! So who's going to start? Marissa, what would you like to do? Would you like to give one of us a new idea or a new way of doing one of the scripts?
Okay, yes. So Sam, yes. this was my idea with script two. Yes. You know, I love me a Disney princess. Let's go full 90s Disney princess with this read. Okay.
Only you could get away with that, Marissa. If I'd asked her to do that, she would have rolled her eyes at me.
I know. It's a mean one. I'm sorry.
So Disney princess. And whom am I talking to, anyone in particular? My love interest?
Stooge. Ooh, let's talk.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the love interest, maybe?
Okay.
The love interest waiting by the door.
Prince Charming, just at the corner of the room.
He's just there. Okay. He's got his tongue out. Just.
I wasn't imagining that, but yeah. Prince Charming with his tongue out at the corner of the room.
Lovely. That's such an image that I didn't need or want or is helpful in any way, shape, or form.
And now you have it.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So, Disney princess. Okay.
Oh. Love isn't the goal. It's the reason. The way they wait by the door, the silence that makes words unnecessary. They deserve care that keeps pace, support that shows up, science that moves with them every step. At Positive, we've always stood beside the vets who listen closer, the pet parents who notice sooner, not because it's easy, but because it's love. Oh, Positive. For a life well loved.
I loved it. I loved
yes!
it.
Yes, you nailed it.
Absolutely captured the essence of Disney Princess there. Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. I love that.
We had the highs, yes, the lows. We had the softness, the tenderness. There was
and
everything.
And I did get the feeling you were talking about the Disney prince, to be
did
fair.
You?
I think that worked. Yeah.
I was. I prefer my princesses to have a little more bite to them, but I appreciate
that. Of course you do. But that's you in real life, though, isn't it? You prefer to have a little bit of substance.
I could have done Princess with Attitude, because a lot of them have got that.
Yeah, they do. Well, they do these days. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
But Marissa did say in her clue, she did say real 90s princess.
Yeah.
So I think you nailed that totally.
Okay.
You
did.
Okay.
Right, Marissa, I've got one for you, if that's okay.
Okay.
I'd like you to do script one, but forget everything that Sam told you about it.
Oh.
I would like you to be doing this script, whispering sweet nothings into your lover's ear. You're lying together just before they fall asleep.
Mm.
Okay. Which completely changes the notion of this script, let's face it.
So changes it. I like it. Okay.
I like it.
So here, the knock could come at any hour. No explanation, no warning, just a quiet summons. Questions came quickly. So did threats. These weren't arrests. They were warnings, proof that they were watching. And that if they chose, you could vanish. The streets ran with fear. Voices were met with bullets. And then he appeared, not in a war room, but in the rain. It was the image of a ruler unraveling.
Amazing. I had no idea that that script would be that creepy that.
Yeah.
But it really was, wasn't it?
Wow,
yes.
Yeah.
No warning questions came through. So did the threats. It's like, oh my God.
Oi.
Am I the only one that got sexy times there? I mean,
yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
There were some of those vibes. Yeah.
A little bit. Wow. Love it. Well done. Nice. Right, Sam, have you got one for me?
I have. I want you to be a horse whisperer.
Okay.
Right. I want you to be a horse whisperer for number two, script two.
Oh. Okay.
The horse is probably a bit unruly at the start.
Yeah.
But you're whispering it down.
Okay. All right. Whoa. Love isn't the goal. It's the reason. They wait by the door. Silence makes the words unnecessary. They deserve care that keeps pace. Support that shows up. Science that moves with them every step. A positive, we've always stood beside the vets who listen closer. The pet parents who notice sooner. That's it. Not because it's easy, but because it's love. Positive for a life well loved.
Wow.
That was really cool.
I had no idea what a horse whisperer was going to be, and you did that.
I really
did it.
I was feeling.
I felt that horse calming down.
So calm by the end.
And really get in, really get to breathing gently and.
Yeah. How did that feel doing it like that? That was a kind of like a real journey then.
I could imagine the horse's head. I was stroking the horse's head in the booth.
We could all imagine the horse's head. Yeah. We were all there, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to play along in the privacy of your own booths, as we've said before, we've put the scripts in the show notes. You can have a try yourself.
Yes, you can. Enjoy yourself.
Yes, why not?
So, Marissa, you were the woman that I turned to when I needed some singing coaching before a booking that was, I think, a last minute booking, if you remember, a few years ago. But singing comes up actually surprisingly often in voiceover.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So could you tell us when you have found that it's used in voiceover? And as a singing teacher, a singing coach, how does a voiceover prepare for it?
Yeah, good question. Because sometimes you think, I'm not a singer, so this isn't going to come up in any of my projects. But if you do animation, of course, yep. and podcasts, but then it comes up in games. It comes up in commercials. Like, there are so many situations where it can show up in your voiceover journey. Yep. So it's like, it's good to know even how to get into a character with it, to how to talk sing. It's like, if you don't consider yourself a full-on vocal performer, there's a very good chance that it could still show up in one of your projects. Yeah. So,
and that's me, love, Marissa, like, to be fair. I'm not a singer. Mm-hmm. So the idea of it kind of quite frightens me. So is there a way I should be thinking about it, approaching it, do you think?
Absolutely, because that's where, even if you don't consider it, you are still a singer, Mark. I know you can do it. So, so it's really, the preparation is huge, of course. I take people through daily singing lessons, how to really warm up their voices, yep. whether they're just using it to talk in the booth or to actually sing, to know how to have a customized vocal warm-up that is made just for you, and your voice is such a powerful
Absolutely.
Tool. Yeah. Then it's having fun with it, like, to prepare for it without, like, let's say you're not actually preparing for a script, but you want to just be ready for the audition that may come up. You know, make a playlist of songs that you like and that you vibe with in different genres, and listen to them and sing along to them. It's like, that's one of the best places to start. And we all have that in our back pocket. So, and then, of course, you get more intense with it. You work with the karaoke track,
yeah.
or if you want to find a coach and start to work on how to tell the story through the song.
It sounds very much as if you're saying anybody can, so don't think you can't.
Absolutely. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Understanding that I could and should ask for a backing track. You know, understanding how to set your booth up, how, you know, so I remember the gain, of course, is different if you're singing, or the, it certainly was for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For that particular session, I set my whole booth up for singing first. And that made sense to me. I think that was something you suggested, Marissa.
Yeah, it's very important because, especially if you're going to be doing loud, belty stuff or big character moments, you know, we have to take that into consideration with the mic placement, with where we're going to place the game. Mm. And that's where, you know, if you're working with a director or a live engineer, they're going to help you perfect that to make it right. But sometimes you're just recording it on your own, as we know, and self-directing. And so knowing how to make those little adjustments in your booth is also really important to prepare for the job.
Obviously, there are jingles and so forth within the sort of commercial area. Do you have to be, you presumably have to be a pretty good singer to do those,
wouldn't you say
yes and no. So I've done like a few holiday commercials where they are not looking for real singers. They need like an elf character who's going to, you know, and like, so there are situations where for commercial and for jingles, like, you're still gonna need to bring in that character moment. But yes, generally for those traditional jingles, like, they want a decent voice, and usually they're going to have you do harmony lines.
Yes.
So that's where it's going to get a little more intensive with your background, with your training, with your ear. So if you're doing those traditional jingles, you do need a little more of that musical training.
It's very clear if you go to your website that you are a singer. I find that I talk to quite a few voiceovers that are singers, actually, but don't necessarily put it on their voiceover page, whereas I think it's actually a really useful extra to put on there to be able to have a singing reel if you're a singer.
Absolutely, because especially, you know, in this AI age, they can't really sing yet. So I think everyone who can have that should absolutely advertise that on their websites, on their social medias, in any way that they can, because that's just going to make you unique. It's going to make you stand out.
Absolutely.
Marissa, that's a fascinating romp into the first branch of singing for voiceovers. I really love that. I hope you've enjoyed coming on the show.
Absolutely. No, this is so much fun. Thank you, Mark, Sam. This was
a blast. All of Marissa Dubar's details can be found in the show notes.
As can the scripts, especially those very contrasting scripts that we use today. They will give you a good workout.
Well, that's it for this week. Thanks again to Marissa Dubar. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest, when we'll be asking, and I want you to sing the title of the show, Marissa, if that's okay. Maybe we could all sing it.
It's a
what do you reckon?
Ball, isn't it?
Let's all sing
Let's
it.
Let's all sing it. It'd be such a harmony.
Another voiceover. This is going to go horribly wrong, isn't it? Another voiceover guest, where we'll be asking,
How do you say that?
How do you say that?